Hello.
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 Seems like someone's missing.
Wait,
there.
Hold on, Steven.
Yeah, we just, are just missing a level here.
Because there's three of us, I think we can get a good harmony note. Just
okay,
pick a note.
Do this.
You start.
Yes.
Hello.
Go lower. Go lower.
Hello.
Hello. Nice.
That's beautiful.
That's a nice triad we had going on there.
Yeah,
guys, right. I think we've got our groove.
So wait, why do we only have three people again?
Well, clearly we had to kill off Ryan for us to find our groove.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember, I used the shears.
Yes.
No regrets.
No regrets, no apologies. But hello and welcome to
Wait, we already did that.
Just welcome to Four.
Yeah,
from
hey,
Under
this
a Rock.
Is From Under Rock.
The podcast where we take turns picking movies that someone in the group has not seen before, taking them out from under the proverbial rock.
That's correct.
Not
and
rock.
What did we watch this week?
You know what I watched?
What's
I
that?
Watched a beautiful sunset in Long Beach. Because I have a girlfriend, virgins. And that's where she lives. She lives inside virgins, which makes her very difficult to get to.
Because, I'd imagine.
Because they are very prude.
You gotta like coax her out.
They won't let me inside. They're virgins.
Well, yeah, so wait, what did we actually watch?
We watched Ghostbusters. Should we introduce who we are? You can't help it.
Ghostbusters. Okay.
All right. Yeah,
we've met our musical quota.
There we go.
Indeed.
So I guess no Les Mis.
No Les Mis.
Ah, damn it. Next time.
Next time.
Yeah, I was the only one who hadn't seen it. And I myself am mad about this. So hold on, I'm getting a call.
Is it from beyond the grave?
I think it's from beyond the grave. Hello?
We're channeling a spirit here.
We're channeling a spirit. Yes, we did figure it out. Mystical being from beyond.
This is
okay,
amazing.
Well, you already are.
This is happening live right in front of us.
This is our first phone call from the other
plane. Are we recording this? Are we recording this?
Okay. See you later, Ryan.
Will you?
Ryan, we miss you.
Bye.
I thought we
killed him.
How did he get your number?
He clearly had some unfinished business.
I never gave Ryan my number.
That's what I'm more interested in, is how did he get your number?
That's the scary part.
Yeah, so I myself am mad at myself for not having watched this movie already. It's a travesty, I know. Trust me, I've been made fun of by at every corner.
I didn't make fun of you.
No, I know.
But if I would have, it wouldn't have been from
it wouldn't
a corner.
Have been, yeah,
it would have
been
like
just
middle
out
of
the open.
Street. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we would have just been walking, having a good time, and, like, just,
you
know,
haven't seen Ghostbusters?
And then you run out into the middle of the street. Hey!
You're an asshole!
This guy hasn't seen Ghostbusters!
He's an asshole. That's what he is.
Yeah. So, that's what happened.
Steven's not an asshole this week.
Not this week. No. Maybe next week. Guys, we never introduced ourselves. I'm Steven.
I'm James.
I'm Michael.
Yeah.
But I don't think we go by that.
No, I'm McDoodles.
I'm Steuben.
Yeah.
And I'm still Michael.
You're still Michael. We have yet to come up with a good...
This whole nickname thing is really one-sided.
Yeah.
So before we move on to more Ghostbusters, Michael, you said you were looking at a beautiful sunset, which I find surprising. What else has everybody been up to this week? Yeah, you're blind.
Yeah.
Why are you on a movie podcast?
There's so many plot holes to our backstory. I don't... What did I do this weekend? Holy crap.
We had an earthquake the week before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was
rumble,
exciting.
Rumble,
that was my
rumble.
first earthquake.
Yeah,
yeah. I was excited. I woke up and actually, I wasn't excited. I woke up in the middle of the night and all of my roommates were freaking out. Like, holy shit, what is this? And I was like, it's an earthquake. Get back to bed. I literally just turned over and I was like, I can still hear the tremors, but I don't care.
I love the thought of you. You said you were excited. I love the thought of you waking up 2 seconds and going, "All right, yeah."
I ran outside. I was like, "Hey, everybody, guess what this is?" No, it was. Also, I haven't seen Ghostbusters.
Ah, shut up,
you
kid.
Asshole! I have a new neighbor that's actually
a Ghostbuster.
A Ghostbuster, yeah. No, a new neighbor moved in just like last week. 7 days. She has already come over twice to complain about noise.
Oh, that's
and,
bad.
How
both
old
of
is
them,
she?
Both. She's like middle aged. She's got like a daughter or something. But well,
so
no.
Just...
Here's the reason she came over and complained. One night it was at 7:30 because I guess we were being loud or whatever. But it was 7:30. And she's like, hey, could you keep it down? My daughter's trying to study. And we're like, oh, yeah, sure, sure, whatever, bitch.
Give her some Adderall.
And then she came over again at 10:30. She's like, are you guys at 10:30 a.m.? It was like, is somebody playing guitar over there? And I wasn't at the time, but I am known to do that. So it wasn't us.
He is known for that.
And this morning, my other roommate, Micah, said that he heard a crazy lady screaming at the construction workers across from us, just saying, would you keep it down? We're trying to get some sleep. It was also 10:30 in the morning. And I have a sneaking suspicion that it's the same woman, the
Probably.
Same crazy woman who just like can't stand noise of any caliber. So that's fun. Also, I've been addicted to Dark Souls 2, for all you gamers out there.
Thought you were going to say heroin.
Well, I mean, that's the only way I can get through that game without crying.
And we're talking about news, not like just habits he's had for years.
We know about your heroin addiction, James.
Go back to episode one, where we talk about it.
Did we have a zero? If we did, it was probably in that one.
It was probably.
It was one of our test episodes, actually.
It was like the one where like we hadn't cast everyone, so Will was a part of it. James still had
his
mullet.
We got rid of that one, but it happened.
Yeah, the mullet needed to go. I'm glad you guys talked me out of that.
It's not good for podcasting.
No, it's not.
It doesn't look good at all.
Gets in the way of your microphone because for some reason
I'm facing the other direction. I know. The mullet's always wanting to get the spotlight.
Just weird artistic choices, but that's why we didn't release episode zero.
Yeah,
it was our test.
The mullet is just something that's like, I'm used to the limelight, and darn it, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
Steven, how have you been?
So I don't know if I said this depending on the release order, but I broke my hand. The last time you heard this podcast, I was like, "Oh, it's sprained. It'll heal." No, I saw the X-rays. It's broken. It was pretty bad.
So it was uber broken.
So the surgeon gave you a nice little hand job, fixed it up.
Yeah, he gave me a great hand job, best hand job in Burbank, and he says it's gonna.
Do you mind giving us the information?
No, he just gave me a great hand. Wait a second. The best hand job in the Los Angeles area.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Wow.
No, really.
And I've been to West Hollywood.
He's been to there's a screw and a wire holding my finger together. In a couple of weeks, I should hopefully be good as new. Fingers crossed.
No news is good news.
Screws and wires make for the best hand jobs. I'm just going to...
I really want that screw out of my finger. No, jokes aside. But yeah, so that's... I've only had one hand for the past week. That's fun.
Wow.
Try making dinner with only your bad hand.
He's not a bad hand. He's just misunderstood.
Spoiler alert, it's boring and frustrating.
It's the schools.
Yeah, I blame the schools for your hand.
It's the education system here.
You're slowly becoming ambidextrous. If anything, you should keep the cast on well after your hand is healed.
I'm hoping to be ambidextrous.
My dad's dad only has a left arm. He lost his legs to diabetes and his right arm in World War II, so he is forced to be left-handed for the majority of his life. So be glad you still have it attached.
Yes.
Also that you have your legs.
Yes.
Also that you have your legs.
Unlike the ghosts in this movie.
You know, I was going to make a segue that just wasn't a segue. I was going to be like, also we watched Ghostbusters, but...
That was actually not bad.
No, it was. It was actually pretty bad.
What are you talking about? The first ghost in this movie has no legs.
It's a full torso apparition. That it's like, no, look at it. No legs. And I'm just like, geez, take it easy. She's sensitive to that fact.
Don't point that out. She's very self-conscious.
And let me just say that was one hot librarian. Both the ghost and the actual librarian.
Librarian?
I thought it's pronounced library. Mm. The librarian.
Apologies. Yeah,
you're thinking of the political party.
Should
libertarian.
I go
party?
Libertarian.
Yeah.
Should I go first, or should one of you guys?
Let's see.
Well, let's ask me why I picked it.
Yes, yeah. Let's ask you why you picked it.
Because if you listened last week, I didn't have a pick, and James was like, "I haven't seen Ghostbusters," and I was like, "You asshole!" And so we picked Ghostbusters.
We yelled at him.
So I basically had this pick, but through proxy.
Yeah.
But yes, Michael, why'd you pick this movie?
Because James hadn't seen it.
You're not like, oh, I saw it
this
once.
This is only my second time seeing this
really?
Movie.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. It's
almost as bad as me.
I didn't grow up on this. I saw this for the first time like 2 years ago.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I feel less shitty about myself.
I love Bill Murray.
Don't dig yourself out from under the rock just yet, James.
I've got my legs are crushed. We're going with this leg losing motif.
Get back in your hole. James, stop fingering your butt. Oh my God. That's not how I meant it.
I'm sorry. I thought I took that as a literal thing.
Oh my God.
Back to the movie. So you've only seen it once.
Yeah.
And we just really wanted James to see it because it's hard to go. Well, how old are you? 22, 23 years without seeing this movie?
23. Which is how long I went.
Yeah. Essentially. What are you, 22, 23 years?
But yeah, so I guess let's just go to James. James, first thoughts?
The first thought that I had about this movie is, man, you really don't see movies like this made anymore.
True.
And that's really sad because this movie is super creative in so many different ways. The effects are awesome, especially considering the time that they... What?
The effects are okay for the time.
Like, are you serious?
Like the stop motion that they did with the... like the...
You mean that Harryhausen shit?
Gargoyle.
Yeah, it's like a gargoyle beast.
Yeah, like when it was like bursting from Rick Moranis's apartment, like smashing through the door, like it looked okay, but you could tell
it's
they were only
definitely
having
composited
like...
But when was this movie made?
I want to say like 89?
So I pulled up the IMDb. I want to point out, I type in Ghostbusters to IMDb, and the results are in order. Ghostbusters 2, Ghostbusters 3, and then Ghostbusters the video game. The actual movie is really hard to find. 1986.
Oh, wow.
86. So, I'm just saying, I thought the effects were pretty cool.
I can see how it's a point of disagreement. Some people calling it cheesy, other people saying they're great. I personally call them great, but I'll get to that more in my part going on.
Yeah, I don't think they're all bad. I think some, like, specifically the stuff that's, like, stop motion, that didn't work for me. That never worked for me.
No,
but the other effects, the beams of, you know, the streams.
Yeah.
Proton packs, the proton packs.
Those look good. The ghosts look good.
Yeah.
But some of the animation, some of the movement stuff stuck out to me as very dated.
1984. Again, Ghostbusters, the TV series. IMDb, you are not on your game today.
I think it's your literacy that's not on its game today.
I'm gonna subtract 2 points from
the
internet
movie
database.
I think
it's the hand.
The hand's affecting the eyes, you know, and
hand-eye coordination, all
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's see. I actually didn't know that Sigourney Weaver was in this movie, which I was very pleased by. The whole cast was just awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really makes this movie so special. Like I was thinking about this as a script. And it seems like if you were to imagine it on paper, it's kind of like, well, this is crazy, but we happen to have these crazy people to back it.
Right.
And just Bill Murray is golden as always.
Dan Aykroyd
is perennially
one of the best straight man actors in goofy type movies that balance out the weirdness.
Yeah. Although... would you say he was a straight man this time around? You seem overly enthusiastic.
He was a little overly enthusiastic. Yeah. I would say Egon Spengler is a little bit more of a straight man character, but they both balance out Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray's the crazy guy. Dan Aykroyd is kind of the most relatable. He's like he's a normal smart guy, whereas Harold Ramis's character is like kind of...
I'm so sad.
Yeah. Probably bad word choice, but like gone as like he's not completely there mentally. He's off in his own science world.
I liked him actually as a character because like there's this one line. I forget what he's like. Are you serious? I'm always serious. Exactly. And then there's like a little bit of a pause afterwards. I don't know. I didn't really laugh out loud much, but I was thoroughly entertained the entire time.
Yeah, I would say it's a very good movie. Mm-hmm. As when I think best comedies of all time, it doesn't come to mind. When I think classic comedies, it comes to mind.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's a great premise for like a lighthearted action comedy movie, but it's not that funny.
When I think about the script in like in the 100-foot Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, I was just like, how did this movie get made?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's ridiculous. And you don't really see movies get made like that anymore. And it's sort of disheartening, but at the same time, it's just like, it makes it something special.
You know, I'd say the last movie that came out that's comparable to this, like that really has a lot in common, is probably Ghostbusters 2.
I suppose, yes.
And then barring that, like, Dude, Where's My Car?
I don't think I've seen that one.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
You can stay Patrick
I was
going to
watch it
on
once at, like in fifth grade when it was new. And I was over at my best friend's place and his mom came up. She's like, what are you watching? And like, dude, where's my car? And she's like, that's not a good movie for you. You're in the fifth grade, however old that is. And 10? She actually didn't sound anything like that. I'm just...
That's how all moms sounded back in that day. Back in the day.
She was like, I don't think you can watch that. It's a little mature. And then we didn't. And I never watched it again.
And then you turned on some porn.
Yeah. Immediately put on... No, I'm pretty sure we just played Mario Party or something.
Oh, man.
Steven. Steuben.
Yes.
What'd you think?
What'd you think?
So I'm right with you. It's not one of the best comedies, but it's a classic comedy. I wouldn't say it's a classic comedy. It's kind of just in American culture at this point. Me, whenever I'm always happy to watch it, but whenever I watch it, I end up seeing more of the flaws in it because everybody kind of holds it in this high regard. And I'll say it. I don't think Bill Murray's the best in this movie. He's not bad, but he kind of just hits the same note the entire time emotionally. Mm. Never really wavers. I find a lot of like his off to the side lines really that off to the side. They move away from the scene or take away from the scene, or they're in there because you expect Bill Murray, the person, to say something at that point. Mm. But then again, he's got like great moments in his very first scene where he's reading the cards and he's quote unquote testing his students to see if they're psychic, and he keeps favoring the girl over the guy. So it goes back and forth, but it's definitely got its flaws, which people seem to gloss over.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you say that his character is supposed to be deadpan humor? Yeah. I mean, that's the way it seemed to me, at least.
I mean, that's always how Bill Murray strikes me.
Yeah, but I just, whenever I see this movie, I see Bill Murray, not the character. If that's where the main flaw is. Mm-hmm. I see the actor more than the character. Even though it literally is Bill Murray in front of me. But I mean, that said, he is great. Dan Aykroyd's great. There's a scene that, again, there's a flaw in the scene where, oh guys, this is great. We should stay here. We, you know, spend the night. He's supposed to be really excited, but I'm like, it seems like a forced line reading. I don't know.
There are a couple lines.
Yeah, there's here
Dan
and there.
Dan Aykroyd's in specific that seemed a little forced, and I think it was more the writing than anything. But like, yeah.
And then the last, there's two more things that stick out to me about this movie. One, does anybody else think the EPA thing seems? I don't know. What do y'all think about the EPA thing? Because I know it needs to happen, but again,
EPA
it seems
thing?
the
Environmental Protection Agency. Yeah.
Who gets them arrested?
Yeah,
solely so they can.
You know, I like it as a good B plot to kind of give a this worldly antagonist to the story as well as the otherworldly one, because that one takes a while to present itself.
Yeah,
so I actually think that it serves its function well, and I like the performance of the antagonist guy, but I'm biased because he's the antagonist in the movie Biodome, which is one of my stupidest guilty pleasures that I have.
That was the only movie to feature Tenacious D, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I know that factoid.
Yeah.
I hear that's another one I don't need to watch, really.
Oh, I love it. I may pick it sometime.
I mean, I'd be up for watching it.
It's so dumb.
Yeah,
it didn't really bother me. Yeah. It seemed like a logical sort of obstacle for them to have to cross. Especially considering that they gain a lot of popularity and are tinkering with all of this stuff and machinery that nobody knows how it works.
Yeah, they're like walking with nuclear reactors on their backs. I don't know. I guess in the grand scheme of things, nobody ever goes, oh, Ghostbusters, it's a classic. Remember that EPA plot? I guess that's where I'm on the fence about it. And then the last thing, which no one
else... My uncle works for the EPA, and he loves Ghostbusters for that reason.
For that reason?
That's not true at all.
You don't have an uncle.
I lied. I'd subtract points for lying, but I can't do that. I'm the giver.
No, you can go ahead and do that.
You're the gatekeeper.
You want to give me your key?
Here you go. Why are
Steven,
my keys still in my pocket?
Zip your pants up. Oh my gosh.
I know I'm starting off with the flaws, but the last one. Winston, token black guy. He's just thrown in there and...
Yeah, it seemed like to be kind of put off to the side for most of it.
Yeah, I feel like they could have just started the movie with him as one of them.
Yeah, or either start him in there or not have him. It's weird he's kind of half in there.
Well, okay, that's a little racist, Steven. I'm going to subtract 3 points for suggesting that we remove the black guy.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I was like, oh, I was expecting him to have much more impact here.
Yeah,
James, I'm going to give you -3 for bandwagon jumping.
All right. Starting off with our best foot forward. And I'm going to give that dead piece of shit, Ryan, -3 for missing the podcast.
All right.
Way to go, we're Ryan. All on the same footing.
Now that all that depressing stuff's over, what's great about this movie? Like you're saying, the effects are great. Mm-hmm. They really don't make movies like this. Michael, you said the effects are cheesy, which, yeah, I definitely see that.
They're just dated. I mean, yeah. For the time, yeah, I'll give it to it. But at the same time, Aliens was made
That's true.
Before this, and Aliens looked great.
To be fair, with Aliens, they had the luxury of not having to... Ghosts imply different special effects techniques than
that and
puppetry.
The lighthearted nature of the movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, when I see this movie, I think the effects are really storybook. And whenever someone says, let's make a Ghostbusters 3, I really don't want to see that. Well, especially now because Harold Ramis is dead. But the effects just would
passed,
not
passed. Okay. Because his memory will live on forever. The guy made Groundhog Day.
He did.
And I'm going to watch that over and over and over
As
and
you
over
should.
And
Guess
over.
What else I haven't seen?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's actually,
I know. I'm actually really mad about that, too.
One of my favorite comedies.
It's great.
I've heard it's amazing.
It's great. But yeah, no, the effects are really storybook quality.
This is what we call dead air. Ghost jokes.
Ghosts.
See here, if you want behind the scenes, what happened is I pulled Steven aside and I poked him on his bad arm and I was like, pick Groundhog Day if you win.
We'll see.
That's actually, everything is predetermined. It's like pro wrestling around here.
He said it. We all knew it. But yeah, I could go on, but then I'd take away from what y'all have to say. I just wanted to get those flaws out of the way because I don't think too many people talk about them. But I really do love this movie. Storybook effects. Michael?
You know, for not having seen it, but now twice, it's not the type of movie that I'm going to like have the itch to just be like, oh, I want to throw in Ghostbusters today. To me, like...
You have to be in a mood for it, or...
I don't even know. Like, I don't rewatch things as much as I used to. Like, my childhood was full of rewatching things, and now there's so much out there that I'm constantly just trying to see things I haven't seen, mm-hmm. and only the things that, to me, are just true classics to me, to my tastes, are the ones that I'm going to throw on over and over. And with this movie, like, I'll probably see it again, but I don't know. I just don't get that urge. And the cast is good. The characters are fun. The plot is solid, but it's just not that kind of movie that's going to do it for me over and over and over again.
Probably one of those things you have to grow up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw The Princess Bride.
Oh, God. Have you never seen that before?
Late in life. I saw it last year for the first time.
Are you serious?
That might be lost on you then.
And I liked it, but I think it's overhyped. And then same thing with Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah.
The more I watch that now, the less I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, this kind of falls in that same realm.
That's probably my least favorite Mel Brooks movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Blazing Saddles
is great.
Then Young Frankenstein. Frankenstein, and then Spaceballs, and then Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Gotcha.
Blazing Saddles is miles away, though.
How do you guys feel about rating this thing?
Let's rate this sucker, yo.
Let's rate this sucker, yo.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Who starts?
James hasn't seen this before.
We've been doing this thing for like 20 to 23 episodes. I don't know where we are, and I still don't know the order of
nope,
who rates.
Nope.
We're in my living room.
So, yes. First time watching, I was thoroughly impressed and entertained. I think that it does live up to the hype. And I really like the whole structure of it. I love the cast. Again, while I wasn't like laugh out loud, split sides worthy, I still thought it was very comedic. And there were a few times that I did laugh out loud, mostly with Bill Murray moments. Yeah, I will say very solid, and I'll give it an A-.
Steuben?
Classic movie. Like I said, it's in the American culture at this point. Not the perfect movie some people might make it out to be, but extremely fun. Just anytime they're going after ghosts, you're along for the ride, and it's a fun ride. I also want to point out Sigourney Weaver is amazing in this movie. Love her in this movie.
It's probably the most I've ever been turned on by her in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? She is a beautiful woman. And this movie definitely get some extra points in my book for that. I'm going to give this movie a B. Good movie, but you know, has some room for improvement.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm the last. Oh God.
Oh Michael.
Wait, no, hold on. Michael's going.
He's lifting out of his chair.
Wait, there's ectoplasm spilling out of his ears.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm back. I'm here to rate Ghostbusters.
Who are we talking to?
I'm Ryan. I'm doing my best. I'm using Michael's vocal cords, and this is about the closest I can come.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't
any
sound anything like Michael.
He has that
Ryan.
Like natural lisp that kind of gets in the way of getting my voice.
Yeah, he's got a pretty big lisp.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I think he's probably going to dock you points for that when I relinquish my body, his body, back to him.
I'm talking about Ryan.
You're not as soft-spoken Ryan usually is.
Oh, okay. So
there you go.
Anyways, I wanted to get in on rating this movie now that I am a ghost. I just wanted to rate this movie.
Okay.
The cast and the humor carry it, but I think as a movie, it's only okay. I give it a B.
Jort, sweet to the point.
We're losing him.
I got slimed. It's all over my face. And yet, it tastes like cinnamon.
It like what?
It tastes like cinnamon. Ectoplasm.
I thought you said something completely different.
No. Some of it got in my mouth. I'm just saying, tastes a little bit like cinnamon. Not bad. I'm going to give that ectoplasm a B+.
Oh, God. Guys, what just happened? I like blacked out. There's another rating on my sheet on the scorecard.
Are you not concerned that there is goo all over my face?
I mean, that's normal.
Yeah, that is normal, actually. I have a very greasy forehead.
You do.
Aw.
And you have a weird bukkake habit. But I don't judge. But
Michael,
I don't judge.
We discussed this. That's not what we're going to share on the podcast.
I mean, I just figure if we talk about it, it's not like we're sharing photos on the podcast. It's an audio medium, after all.
If you want to see photos,
no,
feel free to email us
at fuarock@gmail.com.
We'll send you a photo.
We'll send you a photo.
A photo.
Just
photo.
Leave us your phone number and we'll text it to you.
If you want to know what a photo is, we'll find something.
And just write NDP if you don't want dick pics.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it's my turn to rate this movie that I picked.
And, do it.
Like I said, it's not one that goes down as one of my favorites. It's just it's an enjoyable classic comedy that it's solid, but to me, it's just nothing to write home about. So I am gonna give it a B.
Well, all right.
And the total
that was a great B.
And you guys ready for what the average came out to?
Do a drum roll or something?
B.
B.
No, it's just a B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
We give Ghostbusters a B.
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 But we have more important matters now. We have a challenge.
Challenge. Hey, girl. Challenge. Epic diva.
Yes.
Have sex.
Oh, sorry.
No, the Epic Diva filter is off.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Nice try, though.
Okay. So, my challenge for you guys this week is to tell some ghost stories.
Ghost stories. I got a couple up my sleeve.
Oh, but wait.
Uh-huh.
There's a catch.
Okay.
See, I've written out character sketches for you.
You shut the hell up.
And the circumstances surrounding your character's deaths, and you need to tell me the story about the time their ghost got busted.
Oh, my. This is...
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
You ain't afraid of no ghosts. Now, let me just say, points are going to be awarded for scariness, humor, referencing all of the info I provided them above, in some capacity. Spooky inflections when needed, and commitment to letting the ghost enter your body, as evidenced by me losing a couple minutes of my life. And I don't know what happened, but I think I remember kind of like shaking a little and some.
Yeah, you blacked out pretty good.
Yeah. So, anyways, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Why not? It's not the first time I've performed a seance. Guys, can we join hands, please?
Right. How dare you? How dare... Join hands, really, James?
You're breaking the seance. This is all your fault. Steven, hold on.
How bad do you want this?
Hold on. I'm getting something. I'm getting something.
I will give Michael my wrist.
Okay.
Not good.
I wish you could see this picture.
All right. I'm sensing a presence. I'm sensing a presence from somewhere beyond. Please use my body as a vessel.
He's choking. No, he's fine.
Hey! Oh my god! I've been around in the freaking ether for so long, I can't even begin to tell you. What year is it? What year is it?
It's 2014.
2014! The last time when I was in some sort of being like this, it was, 1989, I was on a coke run, and needless to say, things got crazy. Who are you guys? Who am I talking to?
I'm Michael.
I'm Steven.
Michael Steven. It's nice to meet you both. Oh, good God almighty, it's good to be in another human being's. Oh, wow, it's not a good one, actually. I could have chosen a lot better, but hey, you guys seem like a nice bunch of kids. Oh, right. So what am I here for? What's going on with this?
What's your deal?
My deal?
You got busted.
I got that's right. I did. So
tell us.
It was 1989, like I was saying. I was on a coke run. Because that's what ghosts do when they're jonesing. I'm from a little while back. I died in 1969. As you may have already guessed by my demeanor, I was a Civil War reenactor.
Oh, I just... What's your name?
My name is Ulysses D. Grant. No connection at all to Ulysses S. Grant.
I mean, but you have some connection. I mean, you're doing the Civil War thing.
Well, actually, I was on the other side most of the time when I was doing my Civil War reenactments.
You're an unbearable personality. Let me just say that.
Thank you very much. I really feel the need to get out there. You know, I that's why I perform. That's why I do these Civil War reenactments. I also try to spread the word that you shouldn't believe in the moon landing. All right.
Wait, what?
You shouldn't believe in the moon landing.
We went to the moon.
No, you didn't. Nobody went to the moon. It was all a big hoax, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. That's not true. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin.
There's
went to
proof.
The moon. Yeah.
No. There's not. There's nothing. It's all recorded. How do you think that they recorded all?
Yo, you
of
need
that?
To like chill.
No. I will not chill. That's the whole reason I died.
Is that why?
Because I had a heart attack. That people would be stupid enough to believe in the moon landing. Can you believe that?
You had a heart attack?
I had a heart. I was on coke. I was literally. These people are gonna drive us all into the ground, and then I died.
Your story makes no sense.
It's totally fine. I'm not trying to impress you or anything. But anyways, back to me being busted. Listen, I was possessing this guy. We were on the coke run. I was jonesing a little bit. I hadn't been in a body for like 30 years. I needed a little pick-me-up. And these guys came in with, you gotta get out of this body. And I was like, fuck you guys. And then I started bolting towards them. And then they used these the backpacks that like do
jetpacks.
The jetpack. No, there wasn't a jetpack. There was a stream. You don't proton packs. That's what it was. They took me out of that body before I even got a good little pick me up from the coke.
Okay.
I didn't get to take any of that.
Well, I'm sorry for...
It's quite all right, but yeah, don't ever believe in the moon landing. If you want to find me, I'm usually hanging around NASA, making sure that they don't believe, that none of the people, that they're all working. I see, I'm
no,
looking
they,
behind
them. No, they all believe it.
I'm looking on their monitors, all they're doing is watching porn and playing Galaga.
I don't think that's accurate.
That is absolutely what they're doing.
I have a friend at NASA, that's not what he does.
What does he do? He lies to everybody. That's what he does.
Okay, get out of James' body. All
right, I'm out of here.
The power of Christ compels you.
Hey, do you have any coke here?
The power of Christ compels you. That was actually pretty easy to get him out of that body.
I don't know what all the trouble is.
Oh, God. What's wrong? I feel the sudden need to snort some something.
I mean, what else is new for you?
No, I guess that's true. Whoo, man, oh, man. You guys doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. I'm cool.
Wait.
What? What is that? I can't move.
Steven seems to be petrified or something. Who are we speaking to right now?
Any of you boys want to have a good time?
What kind of good time?
I'm usually down for fun times.
Yeah. Who doesn't like fun?
James and I are connoisseurs of fun.
Good, because you guys came to the right show.
What?
It's me, Regina, the show.
Regina,
I don't know a Regina, the show. What's your last name? I know a couple people that go by the show.
I used to go by Shacklepuss back in the day.
Shacklepuss.
Wait, no. I heard of you. You were in, like, what was it? What time period was that?
Well, I used to be around back in the raging 70s.
The raging, is that what they called them?
I don't think that's what they called them on the streets.
The streets.
Of course.
Well, I was not alive in the raging 70s, so
right, girl,
I can't
hold
say.
On. How old are you? You sound like you're trying way too hard.
I've been 16 for a while, but I mean, I guess you could say I'm older than 18. I'm legal.
No.
You're looking
well,
for
I mean,
a good time?
She's technically been dead for a while, so
I don't think aging counts
once
you die.
Do you think I can take Steven into the other room real quick? Actually,
I don't think you should.
Is that a bad idea?
You can do whatever you want, honey.
Are you clean? Well, are you clean?
Steven's the one I need to worry about.
Maybe?
Is he clean?
How'd you die, Shacklepuss?
I had a bad case of gonorrhea.
Okay, so I'm not taking Steven into the next room. Gonorrhea is one thing. Ghost gonorrhea is probably like 50 times worse.
You ever seen ectoplasm?
It's all over my face. Can you not see that?
You might have ghost gonorrhea.
Oh, shit.
Which
Michael?
Means you're fine. We can do this. It's fine.
No. I'm going to get tested beforehand. Come back next week.
No one got tested in the 70s.
They called them the raging 70s, because everybody was just angry all the time that they had this like shit all over their dicks.
James, I'm going to give you a couple points just for making me laugh with that.
Are you sure you weren't there? You sound exactly like you were there.
In another life, I was. I also died from...
Okay,
from
Regina, tell us your story, okay? We don't have all the time in the world.
So once I turned 16, I really wanted a car, but my father would let me get one. So
wanted
I turned
a what?
A car.
A what?
A car.
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 A car. My father would never let me get one, so I went to the streets to use the only thing I had left, my body.
Wow.
My body.
Wait a second, you were 16? Oh my God, that's awful.
I looked old enough.
That doesn't matter.
How many guys did you sleep with?
I mean, I was really new to the profession. I mean, it's more about, you know, the experience. And
no, but speaking of experience, how much experience did you have?
Down. I mean, just,
well, she got...
I mean, if you don't, it was my first day.
Wait, you
died on your first day.
Sure, I mean...
Wait, hold on. You died of gonorrhea on your first day...
On my 16th birthday, yes!
Oh, God, that's awful.
How many guys
did you sleep with?
Before I died...
Let's just put a number on it.
Okay. Hold on, was this one evening? This one evening, how many...
This fast-acting gonorrhea.
No, nothing.
You must have had a great, like, a crazy string.
No, it was a pretty boring night. I mean, it was my first night.
So you
got gonorrhea from having no sex.
I mean, I'm no scientist, but...
So you died a virgin, prostitute.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you had a heart attack.
I don't know what that would feel like.
Did your arm go, like, was your arm numb?
No, just broken.
Okay. What were you haunting?
Well, there's this movie that just came out, and I figured I could get a lot of traffic there. So I went down to the Grauman's Theater down in West Hollywood.
Hold on, what movie?
It was the space movie.
The space movie.
It was Star Wars.
The space movie.
It was 1977.
You shouldn't believe in the space movies.
No, no, they're all
not welcome here.
Power of Christ. He's wrong. I saw the movie right before. They went to space.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what happened, but you have so much bukkake on your face.
That ectoplasm goes straight
to my
forehead.
That's not what it is. Let's be real.
You really don't have to swallow that.
I mean, it tastes like
cinnamon. You're going to get ghost gonorrhea.
Charges extra. He's already got it. I'm a ghost.
All right, you should probably...
You need to tell us your story because I'm getting bored of you.
So I went out for my first night. I was out and about in front of the theater and some guy run me over in his truck. I was waving him down for a good time at the show.
So you died from being run over by a truck and also gonorrhea?
I couldn't move. It's the gonorrhea.
The gonorrhea paralyzed you in the middle of the street.
I mean, I was kind of just laying there. I couldn't... So my dad threw me out there anyways. I was just trying to get what I could.
My God.
It was a really bad birthday.
This is a horrible life you led.
I couldn't walk for 3 years before that.
And so when did you get busted?
Well, I never really left that movie theater. I was trying to get the next showing, and they never showed it again. So I was just there spooking people, and this Bill guy showed up, and I don't know. He just couldn't stand out. He hit the same note. I just left. Meh. Because it was 1977.
Okay, get out of here. Get out of here. The power of Christ compels you. Holy water.
Man, it's a good thing you have that basin of holy water.
Yeah, keep it with me.
That's smart. Yeah. You never know when you'll need it. Steven, how you feeling? All right, Steven's
so
gone.
I guess we're done. Unless.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, this is getting old.
I think he just had a stroke.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Is it Ryan again? Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
McDoodle, you looking good?
Oh, thanks, bud.
I had a spooky story for you. But
spooky, scary?
I'm going to have to let another ghost enter Michael's body. This is going to be...
So wait, he's getting double possessed? That doesn't sound safe.
He's definitely getting DP'd.
Oh,
that's correct.
Oh man, this is gonna be awful for his rectum.
Is that where they go?
Yes. Don't you hear the whining?
That does make sense.
Hey guys, I just wanted to get this out of the way right up front. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Oh, thanks,
and,
man.
I'm truly honored to be on here.
That's great. Okay. All right. What's your story? Tell us about yourself.
It was many moons ago, and multiple suns as well. The day I died. I thought I had it all, the second in command to the leader of the galaxy, and one of the sole remaining bastions of my ancient and prestigious order.
I wonder who that would
be. Alas, I had lost sight of the very reason I sought the power. The love of my life, dead because of me, and my two children, hidden from my sight. In the parched desert world of Tatooine, I began my life. And if only there I could have stayed. But the day she came... Padme awakened me to a life beyond sand. I had always thought sand was everything. I compared
everything.
Sand's
awesome, actually.
I compared everything to sand for the first 17 years of my life.
Do so much with it.
But her skin was pretty much the opposite of sand. And I had to have her. And I did, until this one time I had a bad dream and got scared and turned into an evil megalomaniac. Yes, I can admit that now. I'm not too proud. Still, I stayed blind... the errors of my ways, until my son came to me in a final attempt to save my soul. Obviously, it didn't work out, since I'm here, and forever here I shall remain until I can somehow form the relationship with my children that I never had. This should be quite difficult, as neither they nor I are real or ever existed. So, here I shall stay. Or not.
That's a bummer, actually. Well...
So your name is...
Are we speaking to Michael or Ryan?
Hey, guys. It's,
okay, it's Ryan.
How'd you like that?
It was very nice.
I don't know what happened, but...
I'd like to point out that Anakin Skywalker were talking about sand with Padme when he was 19, not 17.
Hey, guys, what'd I miss?
Nothing.
You missed that.
Why
Ryan
does
got
my butthole hurt so much?
That's just the way they enter.
Who?
Nobody.
They, as in multiple people.
You might want to get yourself checked.
Yeah. We are all gonna need to get ourselves checked.
If
for
I
ghost
have ghost
gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea, I'm gonna be so.
I
mad.
Think it's fair to say we all have ghost gonorrhea.
I think that is always a fair.
You're
assumption.
Looking. You're looking at this poorly. You're looking at this in a negative light.
What's the positive of ghost gonorrhea?
Yeah,
because that girl died.
Yeah, from ghost gonorrhea and getting run over by a truck. That's a. I don't want to get paralyzed in the middle of the street by my.
No,
ghost
she was
gonorrhea.
Paralyzed in the middle of the street for a while. She showed me oh. for like 3 years.
Wow, that's amazing. She died of a lot of reasons. So, Michael.
Yeah?
Carmichael. That's going to be your nickname now.
Carmichael.
Carmichael.
I don't even get it.
Me neither. Where did you pull that one from?
Out of my ass. So, where do we stand on this challenge?
Well, here's the weird thing is I'm going to have to like stop and listen back to Ryan's because I guess he was taking over my body to do it and I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, well, yeah, that Hold makes on. Sense.
You two talk amongst yourselves.
Steven?
Yes?
How's it going?
It's good.
Good.
I'm still broken. How many arms broken for you?
None. None at all. I'm really happy to say that I have full use of both of my hands.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
I hate you.
I don't really care, actually.
Look at you. Two hands.
Look what I can do.
Look at,
I'm opening and closing my palms.
You think I'm joking, but I hate you.
I knew it would get a rise out of you.
James, you get -4 points for doing stupid stuff while I was gone.
You don't even remember, man.
Yeah, but I just saw what you were doing.
What did I do that was
just
stupid?
Your palm opening. What the? You're an idiot.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I had a case of the jazz hands.
You want to keep talking?
No.
Okay. I had gonorrhea.
Jazz hands is a symptom of gonorrhea.
Of ghost gonorrhea.
Yes. No, just regular gonorrhea.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I've had this for a while.
Yeah. All right, so judging on the criteria of scariness, James did the best. Ryan wasn't very scary. On humor, James and Ryan, they tie. On referencing all of your info... All of you got 2 out of 3 points. But so, James, I believe you died of a stroke, not a heart attack.
Hold on, let me see here.
Steven, you didn't even mention the skin check.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, you're right.
Spooky inflections. None of you did any spooky inflections.
Couldn't work it in with that accent.
And commitment to letting the ghost enter your body. James, you're the only one that convinced me. You're the only one that convinced me.
Awesome.
But Steven's also super easy to enter, so he just didn't put up as much of a struggle.
I was like, oh, here we go, guys.
Happens all the time.
So, Steuben, you got 7 points for your performance out of a possible 17.
All right.
Ryan, from what I heard, got 7 possible points out of a possible 7. Got 7 points for a possible 17. McDoodles, you got 10 out of 17, but you messed up. And you lost 4 points for your stupid hand closing when I came back.
Man.
Leaving the final scores.
We've got here.
Thanks for cutting my back.
Leaving the final scores 4-4-5. McDoodles, you're still our winner.
Yeah!
I'd clap,
Steven,
but
clap.
I can't.
Steven.
I cannot.
How else do you expect to get rid of your gonorrhea?
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
It's like
that's why it was called the clap because your scrotum would actually get full of pus, and so they would they would clap them to shoot the pus out. Not even making that up.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
Yeah, it does.
Is that actually? That's not true.
It is true. Unless my 7th grade history teacher was lying to me, which I
why
think you,
on
I
earth
think you
would
could
she
get into,
do that?
I feel like you could get into a lot of trouble telling people
that
in a middle
in
school.
How did that come up in class?
It was history. A lot of people died of the clap during the Civil War. True.
If only my ghost was actually in the Civil War, I would have had something interesting.
He was a clap reenactor.
We would have had this whole gonorrhea motif down. Speaking of things that are STDs, next week we're going to be watching Jaws.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen that before.
Wait. Are we watching Jaws? Or well, hold on. Now we're watching Jaws because I said it.
Yeah. And it's just good. I just rewatched it this last weekend.
Nice. And who hasn't seen it here?
Hey, James, I haven't seen it before.
Whoa. What a shocking revelation.
Did you even know that?
No.
That's weird. Because
crazy.
You picked a movie that I really want to see after this week. I picked a movie you really wanted to see and you hadn't
before. Oh, my God.
Tit for tat. It's almost like we talked about it.
Insane. I am freaking out.
out.
What's going on?
All right, Steven, what's going down the hyperdrive pipeline?
Not much with my hand broken. So.
Okay.
Sweet yeah. beans.
All right. Well, we will see you next week.
Don't follow us on Twitter.
No, do follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
F-U-A-Rock.
No, that's what I said.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
At F-U-A-Rock podcast.
Don't forget to email us at fuarock@gmail.com. Boom. Ryan, what's the big deal? I got them my first try.
Damn. Calling him out, son.
What? He's
son,
dead. He's
son,
dead.
Son.
Speaking of Ryan being dead,
maybe a three-person podcast might happen every now and then. Maybe four. We'll see what happens.
One of us may die.
Well,
he's
gone. Maybe we'll have a two-person next week. Who's next?
Who's going to die?
And then one.
And then there were three.
That's right. Now. Okay. Then two,
I'm
then one.
The Agatha Christie book.
Thank you for joining us on
From Under a Rock.
Rock. Buzzing refrigerator,
the